There's usually at least one big news story that breaks the torpid waters of the so-called cucumber or silly season, that time of year when editors and reporters are desperate for stories because the country's political and social elite are all away on holiday. Well, this year, ironically, the holiday is the story. The holiday taken by Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek at a villa in Tuscany. So what's so controversial about it? Rob Cameron hopefully has the answer to that question. So Rob, what's the big deal? What's Mr. Topolánek being accused of this time round?
Well, it doesn't sound very controversial, but it all happened 10 days ago when paparazzi-style photographs of Mr. Topolánek and his partner, his fellow MP Lucia Talmanová, and also his advisor and close friend Marek Dalík appeared in the Czech tabloid Aha, showing them on holiday at what the paper said was a luxury villa in Tuscany, and also on a yacht in the town of Monte Argentario. That's about 150 kilometres south of Florence. Now, Mr. Topolánek, of course, was famously photographed by paparazzi photographers in the nude at Silvio Berlusconi's villa in Sardinia. But this time the photographs have caused a scandal for a different reason, because they showed him meeting a number of powerful Czech businessmen and lobbyists, including the head of the electricity giant ČEZ, which is the richest firm in the Czech Republic, which, the paper said, was all rather suspicious.
Right, and how did Mr. Topolánek respond to all this?
Well, I suppose initially he was inclined not to respond at all. This was just a tabloid story in the middle of the summer. But as you said in your intro there, this is the cucumber season and all the main newspapers have seized on it. If you look at Lidové noviny this morning, it's a front page story. Hospodářské noviny as well, front page news in all the Czech papers. So Mr. Topolánek was obviously moved to make a comment on this. For a start, he said, Tuscany was simply where all the Czech politicians and businessmen hang out these days, and there was nothing suspicious in that at all, and said that the people he met there were people he would meet on a weekly basis anyway in Prague.
Right, well, with general elections due in October, I gather that Mr. Topolánek is blaming the Social Democrats for the whole affair.
That's right, yeah, he accuses the Social Democrats of being behind the whole thing and of using tactics of the communist-era secret police, and he's based that on the fact that the photos were commissioned by the former head of the intelligence services, Karel Randák, who's known to be very close to the Social Democrats' head of marketing, Petr Dimun. Now, Mr. Randák admits that he was involved in obtaining the photos, but he denies that he was asked to do so by the Social Democrats. But for Mr. Topolánek, that was simply enough. That link, that Dimun-Randák link, is sufficient to support his theory. It should be pointed out, however, that Mr. Topolánek blamed the naked photographs in Sardinia on a left-wing conspiracy because they appeared in a left-wing newspaper, Spain's El País.
Right, but back to Tuscany, though, it seems other questions still remain unanswered.
They do. It's not clear for a start who owns this luxury villa. Mr. Topolánek said it was rented for a month and about 20 people took turns staying there. However, Czech journalists have been nosing around the town, speaking to estate agents, and they say that the villa is certainly not for rent, that it was bought in the spring by what they said was a Czechoslovak company a while ago. So the question is, who is that Czechoslovak company? Who owns the villa? And that's what the Czech papers really want to know.
And who was hosting Mr. Topolánek? Also, the real question is, what was he doing there talking to all those rich and powerful businessmen?
Yeah, several commentators have made just that very point. They say that it's irrelevant who owns the villa or who owns the yacht that Mr. Topolánek was photographed standing on, or what kind of ice cream Mr. Topolánek had during his holiday. The real point is, what was he doing with all these very, very powerful, influential Czech businessmen? Some have speculated that there is some connection with the recently approved Czech law on emissions trading, under which ČEZ will earn tens of billions of crowns selling unneeded carbon credits. That would explain the presence of the ČEZ people on the yacht and at the villa. The communists are convinced that the presence of senior Social Democrat at the villa was evidence that the major parties are planning to divide influence in influential state-owned companies like ČEZ after the elections in October. And the truth is, I think, Daniela, without knowing what they actually talked about in the villa, we just don't know. Maybe they were just discussing the lovely Tuscan weather.
Right, and Mr. Topolánek is unlikely to tell us, I understand. So, Rob Cameron, thank you.